The Traveler's Journal, October 27th. Down in Death Valley. A quick description of this desert along central California's border with Nevada might match many concepts of hell. With annual rainfall of less than 2 inches and summer temperatures that regularly reach 120 degrees, it's the hottest, driest place in America. At 282 feet below sea level, the valley's Badwater Salt Flats are the low point of the Western Hemisphere, the floor of an evaporated prehistoric lake whose waters once lapped 600 feet up the steep mountains that surround it. It's also vast. Death Valley National Monument was redesignated a national park, the largest in the lower 48 states. At 5,200 square miles, it's bigger than Connecticut. It is a land of contrasts and paradoxes, of hard rock and sifting sand, blinding light and Stygian shadows, of silence and singing sands, of quick death and nearly eternal life. The bristlecone pines that cling to Telescope Peak, the park's high point, are the Earth's longest-lived species. Some were seedlings when pharaohs still ruled Egypt. Despite the heat-bleached landscape, there are geologic riots of color, hills of pink, green, and yellow, a mineral palette swirled by erosion's hand into natural Kandinskys that turn gold as the sun sets. And though the definition of desolation, Death Valley draws 1 million visitors a year. They come to experience its extremes, to wander past salt spires and watch rocks race across its dry mudflats. Death Valley's like no place else on Earth. You'll find a wealth of travel resources at our site on the World Wide Web, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.